There are many, many ways to measure big forces in the macroscopic things we can see and touch. There are many ways to measure forces between atoms in small numbers. In between, there's a gap. Now, two research groups have a way there at the scale of the biting force of the roundworm Cinerebditis elegans. It's tiny, with only 959 body cells, nearly a third as nerve cells. It's famous for studies that led to 4 Nobel Prizes. Fine, but how hard can it bite? Piezoelectric materials that report a voltage on being squeezed are too large. The atomic force microscope can't handle an object so big relative to atoms and moving as well. Jennifer Dionne at Stanford and P. James Shuck at Columbia got their groups to coat tiny nanoparticles doped with several metals in the rare earths such as tellurium. The metal ions can absorb infrared light invisible to us, then hang onto that energy long enough to pool it and emit red or green light. Moving the ions together a tiny bit with a smooshing force makes a big difference in when and how much light is emitted. Voila! C. elegans fed the nanoparticle bites with 80 megapascals of pressure. That's 80 times more than you and I can do. Bite to light. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.